Mutineers, you forgot to turn in your paperwork last night. Don't let it happen again. And remember, I'm always watching.
Recording yet?
Yeah, Dimitri, we're recording.
I have good water.
Who invited Dimitri?
I have place to be. I have to hurry and do this thing, get paycheck, and go.
Wait, you get paid for this?
I think I do. Yes.
All right, well, do your thing, and then Jordan will hand you your paycheck.
I got it right here.
Yes, Mickey Mutineers, welcome Squabs, Scalawag, and Sons of Beach. To who the fuck has their speaker on? He is screwing up sounds. See, I hear me. I do not like hearing me.
Yeah, we hear you too.
It might be you, Dimitri.
It's not me. I have headset on.
It's definitely not me.
It's weird.
And I'm guessing it's not the person on mute.
Probably not. Anyways, where was I? Yes, Mickey Mutineers. Welcome, Swab, Scalawag, and Sons of Beach to Wibbly Wobbly. Officially unofficial, wildly inaccurate, yet did not sound as the podcasting inappropriate on many levels. And tonight... where's notes? We apologize profusely for any joke claiming that parade was lit. I don't get.
We'll explain it later.
Why does it sound like my goddamn phone is wiretapped?
Anyone else want to take that one?
I'm not making a Russian wiretapping joke. I'm not doing it. We're on that show, Jordan.
Are we?
When one door on Toy Story Mania is closed, another door open.
What is that background space, noise?
Nobody can hear you eat. It is not true. I've been to space one time with man who eat with mouth open. I hear it all the time.
Are you a cosmonaut?
Yes, I was there for I was in space for 5 years. I get medal for brewing. We're making vodka in bathtub and space station.
Wait, guys, what?
Wait, hold on. Is Dimitri an astronaut and we just didn't know it?
No, I am a cosmonaut.
Uh-oh.
Wait, you made what in a bathtub and what space station?
I made vodka in bathtub and space station. And unfortunately, you may have blown up bathtub and sunk space station.
How did you survive?
I have a really good parachute.
Wait, how do you sink a space station?
It falls out of sky into ocean down to bottom.
Space sea turtles.
Hold on, I got this one. Jake, you ever play that game Battleship?
Battleship?
Yeah. I did once or twice.
Yeah, it's like that.
You sunk my space station.
Yeah.
That's when you keep moving your boats around to avoid where the other person is guessing, right?
You can't do that.
Anyways, I go back to notes. New segment this week on this Twitter. Main topics. We make whole new Disney theme park from shit Disney doesn't even own yet. Wait, was that yet or yet?
Yeti.
Sure.
Yet. And he's good. I did good.
You did fantastic, Dimitri. That was the longest intro ever. Everyone fell asleep.
It is definitely quiet here tonight.
The guy paying you has fallen asleep, so why don't you just...
Well, I send Bill then.
Who's Bill?
We've been over this before. He's 7 foot redneck.
Thought he was 6 feet.
He grows.
Did I miss something?
He grew another foot.
So he has three
of
them? No, he has 7 feet. No.
Is he from Chernobyl?
Yes, why?
A 3 mile island.
You might want to keep your distance.
My distance.
He's going for speed.
He's all alone.
In the time of need.
No, really. He is very lonely.
Well, I mean, if he's from Chernobyl, I feel like there's a reason.
Lonely out in space.
All right. Okay. I go now.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Right.
Thanks for stopping by.
Why? Because we like you.
So we talk a lot about cake. Why don't we talk about presidents of the United States of America? Do you guys remember them?
Oh. The orange guy?
I heard that song the other day, that millions of peaches, peaches for free. And
but where do peaches come from?
Can.
Georgia.
I heard they were put there by a man.
Where?
Factory.
Downtown? Somewhere.
I think so.
I mean, that's what I heard. Yeah. This is a weird place to put a factory, really. Usually factories are on the outskirts.
Yeah.
No. What a factory downtown. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it depends on what town.
I guess if the town was built around the factory, especially if it was a peach town, then that would make a lot of sense.
A peach town.
It's a Georgia place.
Really?
I don't know. I can't think of anywhere else peaches come from.
I can.
They were put there by man.
But who was Cam?
Can is friends with Wall.
Why was Cam?
I'll do you one better.
Why are Can?
Well, we got our episode title so far. Let's see if we can type Why are Can.
Type? All right, I'll try.
No, top. Let's see if we can top it. Did I say type?
You said type.
All right, you know what, guys? Let's see if we can type Why are Can.
Wait, hold on. I got this. R. Can. Done.
I'll be damned.
Oh, shit.
He's typing at like 70 WPM.
You're,
that's well, like that's like British miles per hour, right?
Yes. Why do I still hear us? I mean, you know, more us's than usual, not...
More us's than usual.
Why can't I
wait,
turn people out?
Who's watching us on YouTube right now?
Jordan.
No, it's not me. Hold on. I didn't tweet the link.
Well, I can figure this out real fast.
Wow, Jake, you just got louder. I think it was you. Yes.
He adjusted my audio level and he got louder. God damn.
Nothing makes sense now. Wait, am I still loud?
Paul's coming from inside the house.
You're always loud.
I don't hear us anymore, so whatever I did worked.
All right, good.
Which was turn Shayna down.
Freaking shocker.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying it was your fault completely. No, we're back.
Good.
Huh.
So, yeah, this is wild stuff, guys.
Do you have a banana stand shirt on?
Yeah, I have a bandana stand shirt on. Why?
I heard that there's always money in the bandana stand. Is that a country? Bandana stand?
If you're from there, you're a bandana standian.
Start using that, unlike civilization or something.
There's always money in bandana stand.
There's always troops in bandana stand. There's always natural resources.
How much can a bandana stand cost?
$10? If a bandana stand could chuck wood. Stand.
How much stand can a bandana stand stand if a stand can bandana stand?
Yay! Well, good. What the fuck just satisfying.
I feel like if we go back,
rhythm. I don't think it made any sense.
I feel like if we go back and listen to it, it's not going to make sense.
Yeah, but it still was doop a doop a da pa pa, just like I wanted.
It was what?
I believe she said it was doop da doop a da pa pa.
Exactly what she wanted. Wow, what are the odds?
2-1.
Are you milking a tiny cow?
Never tell me the odds.
Oh, well, I just did.
We are. So, what are we doing here?
We're talking some Disney.
Did you tweet the link?
Boom!
Yeah, I just did it.
Let's do this.
Boom!
Single fist bump.
So do I have to retract what I just did?
No. It's I just follow you now. So I just wait. I just wait to see how many fist bumps you give, and then that's
but
what I
she
yell.
She did two.
But did she, yeah.
No.
It's okay. I already ate
it. I just
said
the one.
I Kirby'd it.
Oh, well, 2 single fist bumps.
What do I have to do to answer? Boom!
God, that was...
Now we're up to 3!
Oh, my God.
What are we... Danny's yodeling.
You should go do that in a Walmart. You'll get a $1 million.
Please don't.
I will just to make Shayna happy.
That's going to be my Halloween costume this year.
You will never fit in those jeans.
Don't tell Jordan where he will or will not fit.
Yeah.
Never tell him.
Sounds like a challenge.
Do it, Jordan.
Why are
the Jordan Walmart kid challenge. Walmart kid jeans challenge. Getting them jeans.
Pencil them. Do it.
What's his name? Like Buford Wilcox or something?
That sounds exactly like the name of a kid who would yodel in Walmart.
What's that kid's name? Montague Beauregard?
Oh, I like Beauregard.
What is his name? Now I have to look.
Beauregard?
His name's Mason something. Fuck him.
What a man.
My students love him. And he's dumb.
Why is he dumb?
Because I hate to listen to him.
Mason Ramsey.
Ramsey. Yep.
Why the hell are we...
Mason Ramsey. My stars. I remember when you were just knee-high to a grasshopper. Now here you are yodeling in Walmart.
Oh, look at you. You're so country.
Still knee-high to a grasshopper. But.
You're practically a man.
Yeah.
That's pretty gross.
I hate how everyone now about Steph is always like, hey, Ellen, about like everything. Like she's like the go-to. Like, hey, this kid is cute. Hey, Ellen.
Ellen's the hit maker. Quick, get this kid on Ellen.
Just start taking pictures of roadkill.
It's like the reward society gives you for being cute enough. Nah.
It happens.
Like, we like you. We've decided that we want you to go on Ellen.
You know, like, which Ellen thing I didn't understand was whenever she put on the Damn Daniel guys? Have you seen those?
Damn, Daniel.
I avoided that whole thing.
I completely glossed over it.
It annoyed me without ever at it. You know what I mean?
And, like, it completely passed me by, and I'm like, what the hell is this damn Daniel thing? So I looked it up, and, like, it just wasn't funny.
I thought it was funny.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
It's, the, like, don't bother. The, like, I have the, saved you the trouble.
Yeah!
The good job, Jake. Movie? What?
What?
It was from a Ninja Turtles movie.
What Ninja Turtles movie?
The fucking remake with, what's her name? The dumb chick from Transformers.
Megan Fox.
Yeah, I was going to say Betsy Ross.
Was she was just in some stupid YouTube video I clicked on the other day that was like, actors who fired back in interviews.
Betsy Ross was?
Yeah.
Betsy Ross is kind of a...
She even do the flag, so whatever.
That may or may not be true. We don't know.
But how do we know that?
Exactly.
I bet it was
how
like...
How do you not know that?
It was one of those things where someone handed it to her and they're like, hey, I made this. And she's like, I made this.
She's a Thomas Edison.
Betsy Ross was the first internet troll. Bless her.
Betsy Ross is like Bill Cosby times 20.
Wait.
She makes you think she's all wholesome and great, and then you find out
she's raping people.
I
hell
never
of an
said
accusation
that.
For a colonial.
Jeez, Annie.
I know, oh my God.
What will her estate think about this?
Does she have an estate?
Just soiling the name of Ross. Yeah, she has a whole chain of like cheap clothing stores. Why?
Jesus.
I couldn't pass that one up, guys. I apologize for it though, but I'm not ashamed. Yeah.
Mason Ramsey, we should have him on the show. Him and yeah. Sheena. Him like
Mason.
Confront Sheena.
Mason, if you're listening.
That. I'll get on that right now. Hey, Ellen.
She can come dancing.
You tell Giuseppe to get Ellen on the phone.
You tell Giuseppe to get
Ellen. Giuseppe! There you go. Can you
Does
hear
Giuseppe
me?
Does Giuseppe live at Jordan's house now?
No, I'm yelling into my microphone so Giuseppe can hear me at Jake's.
I wish I could do like a really good Ellen impression. I'd do it right now. It'd be really funny.
That would
everyone
be
would be like, oh my God, that's perfect. You're so funny, Annie. I'd be like, I know.
And I wish I would have like a really good joke like behind it to make everyone else laugh also.
But nobody would hear you because they'd be laughing too hard at my really good Ellen impression.
I wish we could do the Disney news.
Oh, we have news?
Not really.
Oh.
We can breeze through real fast.
Well.
That dragon thing burned down.
Wait, no, not yet, Josh. Hold on. That's coming up later. Frick. Way to ruin the new segment. Did you even hear the news?
What news segment?
We'll get there. First up in news.
Need to get that dragon on Ellen.
You know what? Let's just start with the new segment since everyone's gone to that already. New segment is, hey, this week on Diz Twitter, which is where we discuss the shit that went down this week on Diz Twitter. Two things. A dragon burned down, which dragons tend to do.
What's Diz Twitter?
Don't worry about it.
It's really...
Yeah.
It is a silly place.
It's a silly place. Oh, it's true.
We found all of you there.
Exactly.
But yeah, so the dragon burned down and people were making jokes about it.
The dragon burned down. Bit much. Its head burned up.
No, it burned down.
Its head was engulfed in flames.
Is that what happens?
It didn't burn up.
Is that what happens when
it did burn up?
Reverse sneezes.
It's just allergies. The dragon just has allergies, guys. It's fine.
It's the right time of year.
Flare up.
Happens.
It's dragon herpes.
I want to make that joke to a kid. Like, why does a dragon take lots of Benadryl? Because if he sneezes, his whole fucking head goes up in flames and dies.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
I don't get it.
But, you wouldn't understand.
Oh. Someone explain it to Jordan.
Oh, don't worry about it.
It looks pretty badass.
Yeah, like, I kind of wish it was always like that. Like, if that was coming down the street towards me, I'd be like, whoa.
It looked a little scary.
The Imagineering on this float is amazing.
It's forced perspective. Fire is actually just like a scale fire, smaller fire.
But let's not pretend they don't do this every single night at Epcot. They just have a whole barge dedicated to this exact thing.
Yeah, but it's in water.
Technology has come a long way. This fire doesn't burn on the dragon float.
Yeah, dragons can't start on fire. They're dragons.
Sound science.
Dragon fire is the hottest fire.
Wait, did you say dragon force?
That sounded like Beaker.
He's their backup guitarist.
I want to hear Beaker do Dragon Force.
He's their backup guitar.
That should be a YouTube video.
Hey, also this week on Disney.
He can grow increasingly anxious.
Wait, is Dragon Force good. The band or the song?
Yeah.
The band.
What's the name? Oh, Through the Fire and the Flames.
Into the, yeah.
Have you guys ever watched them try to play that live? They can't. It's hilarious. It delights me so much. Good job, guys.
What else burned down?
Oh, wow. Whispering Willows Cafe or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't there something about, like, the atmosphere was going away?
Yeah, they're taking the snark out of it.
Oh, yeah.
The what? Whispering Canyon?
They're taking the what out of it?
The snark.
The snark?
Yeah.
The fuck does that mean?
The snarf? Snarf's not even fucking Disney, man. It's the Thundercats.
Well, not yet. Wait till our main segment.
What does that mean? Take the snark out of it. What does that mean to play us out? There's no words on it. What does that mean?
Jordan, explain it to Annie.
I've never been to Whispering Canyon. Like, isn't it just like how the staff interacts with the...
Whispering Canyon, they're taking the snow. Oh! I've been there.
Is it like Dick's Last Resort?
Yes! No, exactly! It's the family-friendly version of Dick's Last Resort.
Oh.
I thought you were saying it caught on fire.
No!
And so they had to take the snark out because it burned.
I know, but the echo stopped.
We lost her.
Oh, we lost her. She fell off the boat. We just kept going.
We'll circle around.
Oh, yeah. They used to yell at you if you're on your phone or something, or like if you asked for ketchup and they like gave you the business.
Yeah.
Or like if you kept getting refills on your drink, they'd bring you like a pitcher of the drink or something. Where are they getting rid of that?
Like a picture or a picture?
Just homogenizing the experience more.
Yeah, I didn't see why they were getting rid of it. I just saw people were upset about getting rid of it. Huh. So here to explain more is Jordan.
Where's Whispering Canyons at?
Wilderness. Huh. Lodge.
And the lodge they're in. But I ate there once. They had horse races.
I remember the ketchup thing because I want ketchup on my hash browns. And they like make you go get it or something. There's like only one bottle.
Well, not anymore. Now they will have more ketchup and less snark. And more fire. No, less fire.
Right. Like I read somebody somebody had said something like because the food there isn't even that great. Or from what I understand.
It's like breakfast cafe, you know? I mean, right. Like, that's good food, but it's not like, you know what I mean?
Right. And
it's like above food court.
I guess the point, the person that whose tweet I read was trying to make was like, you know, the food's okay, but you really go there for that atmosphere and that snark. That, so, because you can easily just walk across to another, you know, what? Did we just get on an elevator?
What? Yeah, I did.
We got on an elevator. We recorded from a fucking elevator.
Wait, did you guys trade in that van for an elevator? Oh.
Yeah. It's like a Willy Wonka kind of thing. Somebody had the elevator.
I know. Somebody said it's like, well, you know what? Why even go there now whenever you can go to a restaurant just a little bit further that's got slightly better food for probably the same price?
Oh, because you're going to Wilderness Lodge.
Oh, they're taking the wilderness out of Wilderness Lodge, too.
So what? It's just Lodge?
Yeah. This is Wood Lodge.
It's a lodge in the city now.
It's Wilderness Lodge.
Suburban Lodge.
Am I right?
Guys, what happened to Shayna?
she says she was gonna. I don't want to call her out on the air, but I knew the noise was her.
Yeah.
Now you got it out of me. Now I feel bad. But she said she was gonna hang up, and then I said we'll come back, and then here we are.
No, okay. Well, that clears up all the confusion then.
Yeah, like it was on purpose. But she's supposed to come back. Just say people edit this out. We won't.
Nah. Huh. Nah, leave it in, Giuseppe.
So what else we got for news?
Okay, so that was our new segment this week on Diz Twitter. So stay tuned next week for this week on Diz Twitter. Next week on Diz Twitter.
Yeah, needlessly.
Next week for this week on Diz Twitter.
We apologize so for next week. Josh is like, what the hell is Twitter? So first up in news, Toy Story Mania will be closing for a week.
Read this. So, but that's only because they are doing the construction on the different entrance now. So like the current entrance will no longer be the current entrance.
Oh, now you have answers?
What?
What? Wait. I mean, I've been calling to you the whole show for answers.
And I'm very bad at that ride.
I don't actually I don't know anything about this, Jake.
No, keep going.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, you kind of started there. And
No, don't know a thing. It's weird. What's a Toy Story?
Now wait. Yeah, they're moving the entrance to the back side, which will now be the front side. And now it's just Jake and Jordan. It's the Jake and Jordan show. So let me berate you a little more.
But that, I mean, given
you're sicking me.
I got a lot of problems with you.
How do you live with yourself?
I don't really. It's kind of, I take it by a day-to-day basis, really.
And now I feel bad.
Yeah, I didn't have a good day-to-day, so... I can understand why now.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, you know, it's just
I won't put it on the internet.
I mean, I woke up this morning.
Ooh.
So
if you ask Josh, that's always a downer.
In
fact, here he is now, ladies and gentlemen, Josh.
What?
All right, yeah. Yeah, Josh.
Hey, you know what? Fuck you.
Good night, everybody. Was that our show?
Was it? I don't know.
Man, I just went pee. Were they gone that long?
Well, we learned a lot about Jordan.
Oh, the country?
Yeah. Yeah, they have a flag. Yeah. Well, who's getting louder?
Do they have a flag? Who's getting louder?
You're getting louder.
I just moved my freaking iPad closer to me.
Closer to me, so the noise would be louder. Anyway, next up in news. Hey, we have word on the Mission Space restaurant finally.
What word?
Is it going to be the restaurant at the end of the universe?
No, it's going to be the Mission Space.
It's going to be the restaurant to the left of the park.
Yeah. Apparently people were like, it's going to go in Wonders of Life Pavilion. No, it's not.
It is not. It's going smack dab in the middle between Test Track and... No, it's where it's in between Test Track and Mission Space.
Yeah, they're developing new land for it. It's a straight up land grab.
But it's like, but it's also like not anytime soon.
Yeah, like 2 years.
Why did they even announce it?
Well, you gotta announce something at D23.
They announced so much at D23.
No, I'm gonna get hyped about. I mean, I'm gonna like. By the time it like comes, I'm gonna be like, whatever.
Yeah, well, I don't know why they couldn't have just waited for like next year's D23 to announce it, because it still won't have been built by then. But anyway, it's going to be built.
So it tells me that the construction on it is gonna be within the next year. So like it would have leaked before that. So
well, so it's fun. It's fun to just start filing permits and see what kind of bullshit people say. They know it's coming.
They didn't. Well, they did that with the.
But then anytime they're wrong, they're just like, well, that's just because things change. Doesn't count. That one doesn't count. They're planning the thing I said originally.
But then I leaked it and they saw that and they're like, oh, I got to change it now.
They're not fans of me at WDI. I love it when people say that.
Do people say that?
Oh, yes. People say that.
You should mention that on the Diz Twitter segment.
Don't. You'll encourage Dan to come on and talk shit.
All right, so next week, everybody, Daniel Cohen.
No.
Talking shit.
Is that the after show?
No, it's just the show.
No.
Like the Andy Cohen of... Oh, Andy Cohen, yeah.
They're brothers.
Anyway, what's other news?
That's it for news.
No.
So now on to our main topic, which I'm very excited about, and here to tell us all about it is... Josh.
Shayna.
Well, this is awkward.
Where the hell is Shayna?
She fell off the boat.
Someone should turn around and get her.
I think Jake killed her.
You shut your damn mouth, Jordan.
I don't, man.
Like, that was louder than.
Wait, was I not supposed to say anything?
No, we had a deal.
Wait, I didn't enter into any kind of agreement on this.
Signed the NDI.
I didn't.
Yay.
That's a good thing I signed an NDI and not an NDA.
Shit, this is signed. My fault.
NDI is non-destructive inspection.
Why did Jordan sign that?
What did you inspect?
Oh no, I gave you the wrong form, Jordan. Oh, I've messed everything up.
So I clearly am off the hook.
Someone's
dead. You have to get back on the other line now.
Guys, I gotta go.
Jake's gonna get fired. Oh, he did leave.
Who's gonna fire me?
Yeah, he's still there. You know, he's fine. He's still there.
The only thing over here is a wall.
We could just mutiny. That's what we do.
We've literally never done that.
Well, then where did we get this podcast?
Josh found a boat. It had wires, and we started talking into them. Picked you guys up along the way. Shayna fell off. Here we are. There. Everyone's caught up for the last 5 years.
250 episodes. You just got caught up in a minute and a half.
Wait. And that's our main topic. Good night, everybody.
God.
No, that's actually pretty good.
I like these short episodes.
Why?
What?
Short episodes. Me and Jordan talked for like 2.5 hours about Avengers last week.
It's true.
And by 2.5 hours, I mean 1 hour 20. But still.
Yep.
It felt like 2.5
No, the time evens out. It's about right.
I actually listened to that.
To listen to it at half speed.
Wait, Jack, did you listen before or after you saw the movie?
After.
Okay, good.
I listened to it during.
I mean, I kind of knew. I kind of knew what was going to happen during the movie from the comics.
Okay, we're not talking about that movie. If you want to hear
it, that's why I did it at half speed, so it lasts a turd.
Where is Shayna? She was just.
Did you say it lasts a turd?
Yeah.
Did her computer restart like it does?
I don't know.
All updating and stuff.
I don't know. Maybe.
Anyway, for our main topic though, since Shayna's not here, I guess Jordan will have to explain it.
We decided to each choose an intellectual property that Disney does not own yet. We were going to Frankenstein them all together to make a new Disney park. Rules are pretty broad, whatever. It doesn't matter if it's a property that is already owned by another theme park or in another theme park. It could be anything. And we're going to see how we can sew this shit together to make a park that people want to go to. All
right, who's going first?
I'll go first.
Andy's going first.
Elvis.
Oh. Oh, man.
Well, now all Graceland right. is going to be the centerpiece of the park.
Did you say Graceland or Greaseland?
So is his house going to be the weenie of the park?
Yeah, you could have it like back, like Beast Castle style. Like it's way back on the hill. You could have meet and greets.
With Elvis?
Yeah, with like different Elvises. Or maybe like
Elvis
different.
The years.
Maybe you can have like a show man. Like they do with the like Jesus Park, right?
Is there a marriage like, pavilion? Elvis? The Elvis wedding pavilion?
We can charge out the ass.
But spare no expense.
You can have peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Ooh.
Grilled, right?
Yeah.
Ride.
A show. A ride.
What's the ride?
I don't know. You could have like Rock and Roller Coaster style. It's very tempting.
Your house Rock and Roller Coaster.
With a white Cadillac.
Yeah. Oh, see? It's like perfect.
Gift shops just full of blue suede shoes.
They could have the big hair. You could buy like the big like pompadour looking.
Oh, that'd be cool. And sunglasses as well.
And then, you know, one piece jumpsuits.
Yeah, or they could have like one of those old timey photo places, only you could dress up like Elvis. Like recreate a Presley family photo.
That'd be cool. Oh, that'd be cool if you could dress up like Elvis and recreate his Ed Sullivan appearance. The one where he was only filmed from the waist up because they didn't want to show him shaking his hips on TV.
It'd be like that thing they used to have at Disney where you'd like dub over the video. You know what I'm talking about? At MGM.
Oh,
except put your face on Elvis and shit.
They could do like a Turtle Talk type show with Elvis.
Elvis Talk.
With I Elvis. Love it. Elvis Talk with Elvis. Oh, good God. I like that. So, yeah, Elvis.
Okay.
I don't know who owns that IP right at the present.
I would probably think his wife, Lisa Marie.
I guess.
No. Yeah. Was it Lisa Marie? No, that's her.
His daughter.
That's his daughter.
Priscilla.
Priscilla. Yeah.
All right. So who's next?
The guy with the beard.
Which one?
Yep.
The guy with the beard and glasses.
Which one?
And headphones. Beard, glasses.
Name
and
starts
headphones.
With a J.
Name starts with a J-O.
And the guy that has his own flag.
Okay, Jordan's next.
Oh, all right. I kind of went, like, normally I'm all about, like...
Elvis?
Yeah, normally I'm all about Elvis. And but I thought this time I'm not gonna be all about Elvis. So I'm going to put Elvis away for a minute. No, but I wanted to be quasi-serious. I thought having a Transformers area.
Son of a bitch! That's what I was going
to
do!
No, it wasn't. Shut up. How long have you been waiting to use that joke?
Yeah, when did we text? Like 7 hours ago?
But not based off the movies?
Well, I guess... I guess there goes my...
Your internet connection?
Yeah, I was going to say.
What'd you say, Josh? There goes your what?
I said GoBots.
Oh, no, no. That doesn't mean you can't use it. But I want to do one that's based off of the cartoon and not the films. And you'll have an area of... So basically, like, the entire Transformers area would just be Cybertron. And you'd have a roller coaster that is a transformer. So your roller coaster car is a robot that transforms into a roller coaster car. And then you just ride the transformer roller coaster. I think that would be pretty cool. And for snacks, you could have Energon cubes.
But they're actually meth.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean...
Can I play with Transformers toys?
You can buy Transformers there.
There's not like a play station. Not a PlayStation, but like a station at which you can play.
Sure, why not?
With Transformers?
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
You can transform them into other Transformers even.
Mm-hmm.
Get a six changer in there.
I'm gonna dress up. Oh, they should walk around. Oh, like... like toys. I don't know.
And at the end of the day, the pavilion just transforms and walks away.
Pavilion Maximus.
Pavilionus Prime.
A popcorn bucket.
So a robot turns into a popcorn bucket.
Popcorn turns into a robot. Wait, you die.
These were Happy Meals toys in the early 90s.
You want to buy something? Robot turns into a gift shop.
The vending machines just follow you around everywhere.
Mm-hmm. You can buy the music loop in for Cybertron Land. That's what I'm calling my Transformers expansion, Cybertron Land.
Can you just call it Cybertron?
Sounds cool. Eh. Land sounds way cooler.
So for Cybertron Land, you can purchase a hard copy of the music loop, but you can only purchase it from somebody dressed up as Soundwave, and they will only give it to you on cassette.
And then it turns into a lion and eats you.
Yeah, it turns into a bird and flies away.
Oh, laser beak humor. Amazing.
And... I think that might be it. I don't know. Maybe maybe you can buy a Optimus Prime helmet to put on your head, or maybe like a Matrix
to put in your chest.
and then just
to, Prime now.
just to throw the other series a bone. In one little corner, there'll be Beast Wars and Beast Machines.
Okay, we need to talk about your Beast Wars hate, Jordan.
No, I didn't hate it. I just said it was boring.
That sounds a lot like hate.
I didn't say I disliked it. I just said it was boring to watch.
Every day before school in seventh grade. I watched the entire series.
So did I. And it was great in seventh grade, but that whole first season is really boring.
Okay, in all fairness, metallic instead of animals, it's a lot better.
It is. Like the
Beast Machines? Beast Machines was just as fucking stupid.
I never watched Beast Machines. Yeah. No,
I never finished. I never finished Beast Metallic.
Machines.
Right. So it was what they were called transmetals, is what
they found the Ark at one point.
That was a cool episode.
Right. Right. That was like three episodes. They actually I just finished watching it over the weekend. And like that show is the strongest whenever it starts to tie itself back into like the original cartoon's continuity. Mm-hmm. So like that whole first season was just boring, and then once they started mentioning Autobots and Decepticons, that's whenever the show is at its strongest, because it starts to build upon something that was already created. Whereas the straight up Beast Wars stuff was really boring. And then they're like, hey, we need to start making these guys look like actual robots and Transformers. So that's why they started to turn them all to the transmetal things. So.
Which was cool.
And then in Beast Machines, when Rhinox became a bad guy, that was just dumb.
I never saw Beast Machines.
I never finished Beast Machines. I did know that, though.
Yeah, it was dumb.
So, well, that's next on the docket. Like, I blew through the original series in a couple weeks, and it took me 2 weeks to watch Beast Wars. I got to the point where it was such a chore watching those early episodes. I just watched it on twice speed. Or like 1.5 speed, just so I could get done with the episode quicker.
There's good stuff you can be watching, Jordan.
But I wanted to watch it. Like, I wanted to watch it.
Oh, okay.
But I was making myself watch it, so I was like, all right, if I'm going to have to watch it, then this is how I'm going to do it.
Well, speaking of,
No, I think that was it.
Speaking of stuff that I have to watch, but it may or may not actually be good sometimes... My idea for, I guess, my land of the park is a Godzilla land.
That was my fucking idea.
That was my idea, Jordan.
Nuh-uh.
No, we cleared this up before the show. We did this.
Oh, God, no, God, man.
You did Transformers. I said I was going to do Godzilla.
No, I said I was going to do Godzilla.
No, you already did Transformers.
I only did Transformers because you said you were going to do Godzilla.
I didn't know you were going to do Godzilla. You said you were just going to do Transformers. I guess I should have spoken first.
What?
Anyway, so Godzilla Land.
Can the land theme song be Blue Oyster Cult?
Oh, no. There goes Tokyo.
There goes
Godzilla!
Right.
Whoa!
So anyway, in this land, you pick up a bus, you throw it back down, you wade through the village towards the center of town.
to reach this land, you have to take a boat out to the Pacific.
How big is our park?
It's got the Mothra spinner.
No, stop it. I was going to do that. There's three monsters that fly. No, four. Mothra? Oh, okay, there's actually a lot. But it's just in like a 3 second thought. I guess most of them actually fly. Mothra flies, King Ghidorah flies, Mecha Ghidorah flies, Mecha Godzilla flies, Gigan flies, Batra. Anyway.
Did you say dragon flies?
I don't think so, but I probably should have. Anyway, yeah. So the centerpiece of this land is going to be a flying monster spinner made up mostly of Rodan and Mothra.
Mm-hmm. I'm into it.
And then, you know, Ghidorah can hop in on there, you know.
Sounds like you need Nibiru boat ride.
No.
Yeah.
I think you should have like a Japan pavilion type area where it's like a fake little city. Like if you mix the streets of America or whatever from MGM with like the Japan Pavilion, like a little mini Japan.
Can you go through and smash it?
I think that the town already needs to be rigged to look like it's smashed. So then when the giant robot Godzilla comes out, it looks like he's attacking Tokyo.
And that
what if there was like a Backlot Express type deal?
Yes.
You could like get on a city bus or something and it would fake like and the water would come down there just be like feet and shit.
So
it would be King Kong from Universal then.
No, so Josh, it would be Godzilla from Mutineer Land.
From Japan Land.
Huh.
So and then but no, to back up a little bit. Jordan, no, there's not gonna be any Ebora boat ride.
An Ibira boat ride?
Ebora?
I think Ibira. Ibira boat ride.
Well, you know what? I don't even feel bad that I don't know the stupid monster's name. Boat ride. It's a giant prawn.
It's a giant crawfish.
Whatever.
Is that
prawn's different from crawfish?
So it's a lobster?
What's a larger lobster?
Josh, you've watched this movie with me when I was little. I know you did.
No, I've got the movie. It's right over here.
Go get it. Do it. I dare you.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Okay, well, I was gonna argue a point. Now he left. So I can't argue it with Annie and Josh.
You're the one who made him get up.
I know. I realized my mistake.
Poor planning on your part.
I know. Well, that's like my life motto. Okay, so Jordan, here's the thing with Ebera. What do you want to call
Abira?
It? Abira.
Abira. Abira.
Okay.
Abira
is clearly taken down by humans.
No, listen, motherfucker. He is the horror of the deep, as stated on the spine of this Blu-ray case.
He's afraid of lemon juice, and you know it.
No, he's made up of shellfish juice.
No, I said he's afraid of lemon juice.
Oh, no. Well, listen, no one's perfect.
Watch the movie, Jordan.
I own it! Like, I've seen it.
Go plug it in right now. We'll wait.
So a creature like that should not attack New Orleans then.
Mothra's in it too.
We'll just fry it up.
Did you guys have a good Mothra's Day yesterday?
Wow. Anyway, that's my land idea. So now I'm very, very excited to hear what Josh has to say.
Well, I couldn't narrow it down.
Here we go.
My land was between He-Man Land and Popeye's Chicken. I'm gonna have to go with Hitchhiker's Land.
Okay.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy Land.
Can there still be chicken?
There'll be most definitely be something that almost resembles chicken. So it'll be.
Hold on. Plan that out. Was that a
no.
Joke?
No, it'll be turkey legs, but we'll call them chickens. We need the paranoid android. We need Marvin walking around as a face character.
Hardly.
Just depressed and makes everybody sad.
You call then, that job security because he doesn't.
It definitely every door needs to open and go.
I only have one complaint about this, but I'm gonna finish it. But I still have a complaint.
Well, it's not a Disney property. They made the movie, but it's not a Disney property.
Well, thanks for addressing my complaint.
Yes, it's owned by Douglas Adams Estate.
A lot of estate talk this episode.
Right. Anyways, the ride will be the Heart of Gold. The weird thing is, you just get on and boop, bop, beep, and you're on the other side of the park all of a sudden.
or anywhere, really.
Yeah.
Bandana stand.
Fucking improbability drive.
I don't want to go to bandana stand. Hey, Josh.
What?
I think I'm a sofa.
I know how you feel.
I also feel like this is all just big ruse for you to get a pangalactic gargle blaster.
And the restaurant will be the restaurant at the end of the universe.
And it has a name.
Tillyways.
No.
Millyways.
There you go.
Why did I say Tillyways?
I don't know. Millyways. The NDI? Damn, man.
Yeah, we got to have a Millyways and shit.
No.
The book. We need the book somewhere.
Like the actual guide?
Yeah.
But why don't you put it in the land?
You'd have a boat ride where there's nothing to look at. You're just supposed to read the book.
Wait! No, that's a good idea!
Just the narrator telling you what you're supposed to see.
What is
soft music.
What's What's the planet with no stars in the sky and nothing? Okay.
Oh, that was Milliways.
No,
Cricket.
Yeah, the Cricket planet. Just have a boat ride through that. Just darkness.
And you can't read.
But there's just nothing.
Give me the audiobook.
There was nothing interesting in the sky. We gotta have the Cricket robots in there, just going around, just smashing people with a Cricket bat.
It completely ruined my ride idea for your park idea.
We can have a mattress habitat.
And the main attraction will be the ship that's taking people to populate the Earth. The hairdressers, telephone cleaners.
I feel like the main attraction should be the factory floor.
Ooh.
That would be a cool ride. And
they would have to use the ship from the movie for that one, though. Because just all of a sudden, just poof, that'd be neat.
Scares the willies out of me.
And Fogans. We need Fogans. Fogons?
Yeah. Fogons.
And then like a whole army of them.
Circling back to Annie's idea, they could read us poetry.
And they're ships that just kind of hang in the air the way that bricks don't.
This is a very reference-heavy episode. It's all around.
Well, it's my favorite books.
I mean, we all did it. We've gone from Elvis to Hitchhiker's Guide.
Elvis was in the Hitchhiker's Guide.
Your lands are going to border each other.
You could have an El Rio del Tiempo type Elvis ride about his like beach movies and like diving off a cliff and stuff.
Why would that be in my Hitchhiker's Land though?
so that it's together.
Ooh, and for just a quick serve, we could have Arthur's sandwich shop.
Oh. Arthur's what?
Sandwich shop.
Why?
For a quick serve restaurant.
I don't remember a sandwich shop.
Yeah, it's in the last book.
I didn't get that far.
Why not?
Because it started to lose me by the third book. I've never gotten past the third book.
Really? The third book's a Doctor Who script.
Where is my book?
Or is it the second book?
Is that third our topic? Book. Where's third, your third, book?
Third book's a Doctor That's Who be script.
The next disaster hour topic.
Guys, I gotta go find my book. I'll be right back.
As it was just here, I swear.
He didn't even put it on mute. So... Did you find your book? Oh, he doesn't have his. Did you find your book?
I found my book.
No.
So what's the third book?
Hey, Jake, I found your book.
No, I found the book, Jordan.
No, I found it first.
So what's the benefit now that you found your book?
The third book, Josh, is Life, the Universe, and Everything.
Okay, so the fourth one, So Long and Thanks for All the Fish.
Right, and I've never read that one, even though it's in my hand.
The fifth one... Damn it.
It's mostly harmless.
Yes.
No, that's the title of the book.
Googled it.
And then, as you exit the pavilion, just a fire on the side of the mountain, it's going to say, sorry for the inconvenience.
Don't panic.
No, that's what it says when you walk in.
I kind of want to read this.
Not right now.
Don't tell me what to do.
No, we'll wait.
Go for it. You know what? How about I just read it to you guys?
All right.
This is the best thing ever now.
Hold on. Let me get to where it starts.
Read the introduction.
No, I just skipped over the introduction. I got to start with chapter one.
Which book?
The first. Josh, I'm starting in the beginning. When I get to the end, I'll stop. Far out in the uncharted backwaters at the unfashionable end of the western spiral arm of the galaxy lies a small, unregarded yellow sun. Yeah. Buckle the hell up, everybody. Orbiting this at a distance of roughly 98 million miles is an utterly insignificant... Okay. We'll continue next
little
week.
Small blue planet.
Little blue green Jupiter. Planet whose ape-descended life forms are so... How dare you?
Something about watches.
So Apple amazingly watch. Primitive that they still think digital watches are a pretty neat idea. Do you have the damn book memorized?
I fucking love this book.
This planet has, or rather had, a problem, which was this. Most of the people living on it were unhappy for pretty much of the time.
But they did not know they're unhappy.
Wait, what? That most of the people living on it were unhappy for pretty much of the time. Is that a real sentence? Anyway.
I mean, you just said it.
Many solutions were suggested for this problem, but most of these... Well, hey, while I'm reading, you guys figure out how to mash all of our lands together.
But most of these were... potato masher.
Josh, yours goes over there.
Which is odd because...
Jordan, yours is over there by Jake's.
Okay, cool.
It wasn't a small green piece of paper.
You can decide where yours can go.
Hey, we need a centerpiece still. And so the problem remained.
You know what? You know what? Shayna is going to be our centerpiece because she was on the Shayna.
Just standing there in the center.
Yeah,
statue of Shayna.
No, just Shayna.
No, Shayna.
No, a 50-foot tall statue.
Don't argue with us, Josh. Shayna is going to be the centerpiece of the park. Is it going to be a meet and greet, or like, is it going to be like the partner statue where you just kind of she's like penned in? Does she have to agree to this, or
she's not here, so she automatically agrees? It's in the contract.
It's in the NDI.
It's true.
The DI?
No. All right. Well, I think that's as good a time as any to say, "Hey, that's our show,"
and you and we're not happy until we're not happy. What?
I'm never happy.
I'm Jake. That's Josh. That's Annie. That's Jordan. That was Shayna, as always.
Where the fuck is Annie?
There she is. Right here. Fuck you. All right.